This episode is brought to you by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, get matched with up to three top selling agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Savvy Savings with Amanda is a special segment that appears in every episode of the Rock on the Money podcast. You can find Amanda on Twitter and Instagram at Agile Amanda, as well as our Facebook group. For more information, head on over to rockonthemoney.com. And now, here's Savvy Savings with Amanda.
All right, today's topic, coffee. Yep. So I posted in one of our Facebook groups a poll a couple days ago on coffee and wanted to know what some of our group members are spending on a typical day when it comes to coffee. No surprise, our group, who are all very interested in saving and investing, the majority of them were spending less than a dollar a day and making most of their coffee at home. That's not typical. So we're going to talk a little bit about how to save money on coffee. If you get your coffee from a local shop, the cost is typically between $3 and $5 or $20 to $35 a week. So that can add up to close to $2,000 a year.
Ouch.
Ouch is right. And that doesn't even include the fact that you're most likely going to also buy additional items while you're there. You know, they always have tasty looking scones that you're like, oh yeah, that looks great. I didn't eat breakfast either.
Dunkin' Donuts.
The average person doesn't just purchase coffee when they go in the store. So let's just say it's at least double that cost. And then you're talking about $4,000 a year. Whereas the cost from a typical home drip pot is 25 to 30 cents a cup. So if you, you know, you just go to Walmart and get one of those standard coffee carafes that you make the old fashioned way,
that's
25 to 30 cents a cup. For the single serving coffee makers like Keurig or Nespresso, then that cost goes up 55 to 58 cents a cup. So practically double.
I wanted to get one of those Nespressos, but then I saw how much it cost. I'm like, no, I ain't doing that.
Well, they were on sale for the holidays here, like half price. But even so, the pods are really expensive.
Yeah,
and
it was the pods.
They're terrible for the environment also.
That's not what George Clooney said. I saw the ads. He's all about, anyway, all I have is a Mr. Coffee. Cost me, I think, $30.
Oh, ours was like $8 at Walmart.
Damn it.
Yeah.
You beat me again.
Yes. So anyway, there's been a lot of talk for years actually now on how foregoing this $5 a day expense is going to make you rich. And Susie Orman had even commented on CNBC's Make It show that you're peeing $1 million down the drain as you're drinking that coffee. Now, I think that's a bit of an exaggeration. Is $5 a day really going to make you rich? No. But the latte factor is really more of a metaphor for financial habits and attitudes. Of course, every successful budget must account for splurges to be sustainable. So if you really need that coffee fix and that's really important to you, then, you know, I'm going to be the last person to say you can't have your coffee drive through. Just be aware that it might be one area that you can cut in if you're struggling to make that $700 to $800 contribution that Craig talked about earlier. So some tips here. The first one, use cash instead of credit. We talked about this in one of our earlier episodes as well, that you know, the psychology between that goes along with having cash in hand instead of a plastic card. It makes it a little bit more difficult for you to part with your money. And maybe you would think twice before picking up that delicious looking scone in addition to your coffee.
Scones.
Obviously, the obvious one is to make it at home. And then you see that immediate savings. You go from talking about $3 to $5 to 25 cents. That's a 90% discount right there. You can also get creative. So if you really love your Starbucks or your Dunkin' and you love those specialties, Starbucks Frappuccinos, for example, you could opt for an iced latte instead. It's pretty much the same thing. The ice is in a different form. And then the trick is also to ask for extra syrup. So, and if you're feeling creative, you could also buy black coffee and add your own combination of milk, cream, sugar, etc. They keep all of those condiments available to you. Mm-hmm. Or you could ask for a double shot of espresso in a large cup and then create your own latte by adding your own milk.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So the plain coffee at Starbucks or Dunkin' or your local coffee shop is usually much more affordable. Usually it's between $1 and $2. Is that right, Craig?
Yeah, I get the Venti Pike.
Yeah.
Pike Place, yeah. Yeah.
It's like $2, right?
Yeah, $2 for the vent, the large. What a Venti. Yeah.
So I don't even know what Venti means.
No, it's whatever. It's large.
You could also consider drinking black coffee or switching to plain tea using inexpensive tea bags. I'm a tea drinker. Most of the time it's non-caffeinated. I don't like to go up and down with my energy level. So I stick with plain green tea. And I just buy the tea bags at the grocery store. And then I use, we do have a Keurig for single serving use. Our Keurig is one of those that has the drip pot and the single serve all in one. Yeah, we have that in addition to the $8 coffee maker.
Holy crap.
Yeah, but and we have a French press. My husband loves coffee.
You're like a resort down there.
I know. I drink tea and I just buy the cheap $2 for a box of 25 bags of tea. And I use the Keurig simply just to run plain hot water through it instead of making a kettle. Another tip, you could download coffee apps. So there's two that I found. One's called Level Up and the other is Cups. And I'll have links to these in our show notes as well. They're both great apps that help you save when you purchase your cup of joe. Level Up allows you to pay with your phone and it gives you rewards every time you go to your coffee shop. And Cups has prepaid coffee plans for some of your favorite local go-to spots and it allows you to save up to 40% off.
So, are you serious?
Yeah.
You come up with the greatest stuff. I've never heard of this stuff.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty cool too. So, you know, I love to just find discounts. If there's something that I really want, I don't like to pay full price.
You're like the new Susie Orman.
For her to think my name is fine. So I'll stick with Amanda.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Sorry. Move on.
Stop drinking coffee altogether. That's one option.
So oh, hell about- no.
Does this go along with like the shorter showers?
Yes. Take away my hot showers and my coffee.
Well, you could think about it. Think about all the costs that go into making a cup of coffee. You think of your cup of coffee at home is really inexpensive, but are you also adding up the cost of your milk or creamer, sugar substitutes and stir sticks? I don't know. Well, you probably use a spoon at home, but all those costs go into making coffee as well as the cost of that coffee maker, you know?
Yeah. No, you come up with the best stuff, I swear. That's awesome.
Are you considering any of these tactics, Craig?
Actually, I wanted to download the apps. You said Level Up and Cups. Is that what you said?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get those. I'm not going to make my own Frappuccino thingy up there. I only just get regular coffee.
Right. And
I
just add you're already at a low threshold there.
I mean,
full disclosure, I haven't tried either of these apps. So
I'd love to
hear feedback on whether or not they're great or if they're not worth the time and energy.
Yeah.
And it's hard for me to vet them if I'm not really a coffee drinker.
Yeah. No, this is awesome. I love it. I thought that was a good one. That was a good savvy savings.
Yeah.
Love it. All right. I guess that's it. We got to go.
That's it.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Just a reminder, folks, check out rockonthemoney.com for links to all of the locations where you can subscribe to the podcast, direct links to Spotify, Apple, Google, TuneIn, all of them are listed right there on the front page of the website. Plus, we have all the podcasts hosted right there on the website so you can listen to it. We also break down the podcast to each individual question and make it a separate post so you can easily find what you are looking for. We also have great articles, guides to tell you how to freeze your credit, how to buy a vehicle, everything located on the website. If you find this podcast to be of value, please share it with a friend. Let them know about us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, that like button, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Let everybody else know that you love the podcast and help us spread the word. We're here for you. We're not charging anything for this. We're not selling anything. It's all for you. It's your community, and we're going to make this happen together. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you again next time right here at Rock on the Money. America's Rockland USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.